Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News Headlines at 4:32. Governor Mitch Daniels says he may support requiring mandatory inspections of temporary stages like the one that collapsed Saturday at the Indiana State Fair. Right now, Indiana does not have any such laws. Five people died and dozens injured when the structure toppled in high winds. A Marion County judge upheld Indiana's school voucher program Monday, denying an injunction filed by a group backed by the Indiana State Teachers Association. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
In their suit, the ISTA-backed teachers and parents argued the voucher program is unconstitutional because it takes money away from the public school system and uses it to fund religious education. In his ruling, Judge Michael Keel said those arguments were unlikely to succeed and denied the preliminary injunction. State Attorney General Greg Zeller says the ruling is a victory for Hoosier students and families.
The court's ruling indicates that there's not an immediate need to halt the program and disrupt the start of the school year for these students.
An ISTA spokesman called the ruling disappointing and said the organization will evaluate its options moving forward. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
Police in western Indiana say a Vigo County Parks Department worker died when he was trapped underneath a lawnmower that flipped over in a pond. Earl Slavins and another man with a backhoe were trying to free the mower after it got stuck. Sugarland promises to return to Indiana for a memorial in honor of their fans that were lost Saturday night. In a letter posted on their website, the group says they will first give the families time to hold their own services. Sugarland says they have been greatly affected by the tragedy. In an effort to move forward, they will return to the road this Thursday. Right now, partly cloudy skies and 83 degrees for WFYI News.